Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Easter, the most peculiar of the religious holidays. For instance, it's the only pink and lavender one. Also, no other holiday shares an obsession with hard-boiled eggs and chocolate bunnies and jelly beans and plastic grass. It traditionally falls on the Sunday after the first full moon following the vernal equinox. But it goes back to pagan celebrations, paying homage to a lady named Esther, who danced to honor the beginning of the season of fertility and hung out with bunnies, which also sort of explains the egg connection. Not really, kind of. But for many of us, this spring festival is all about the resurrection, when Christ comes out of the cave, sees his shadow, and baseball season starts. Forget about your robins and your cherry blossoms and those spongy yellow marshmallow peeps that taste like how pussy willows look. It's the first crack of the bat in a regular season game. That's the true harbinger that spring has sprung. Winter doesn't really expire until a clean white sphere with red stitches is thrown 60 feet and 6 inches in anger. Because when they say, wait till next year, this is what they're talking about. And every team is born anew with the theoretical chance to win it all. To beat the 29 other teams. To hoist a trophy and spray champagne into each other's eyes in a thoughtless waste of perfectly good sparkling wine. Everybody has a chance. Except the San Francisco Giants, who are on pace to be mathematically eliminated by the summer solstice. But until then, let us feast on hot dogs and drink incredibly expensive beer and raise our expectations to the rafters, along with our voices singing the hymn, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Because this is that magical time when hope springs eternal. Play ball! For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.